Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on February 11th, 2014 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 11 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, What Are You Waiting For? This week's story comes to us from Gabby Grant and is titled, U-Turn. Thank you for listening.
In that moment, in that last moment, that moment that you're sure is the end of your life, what do you think about? Are you okay with your life? It was a Sunday afternoon, and we were headed back up to Cut Bank. You might ask why we were going to Cut Bank. Why does anybody go to Cut Bank, especially in February? It was actually 2 years ago tomorrow. Well, been building wind farms for most of my professional career. And that's where I met my lovely wife, Ashley, in Illinois in a mud field. We bought a house one weekend on a whim in Missoula, because where else would you want to live if you could live anywhere other than Missoula, right? Yeah. And then proceeded to be transferred 2,000 miles away to southern Ontario, which is actually south of Missoula. And then we got transferred up to BC, where we got married, and that was fantastic. And then by luck, we managed to get transferred, and this never happens. This is like the greatest thing ever. Transferred to our home state of Montana. We were going to work in Montana at Rimrock Wind, just outside of Cut Bank. I've been a superintendent for a long time. Superintendents have some qualities that are odd for the regular people. We are very good under pressure. We always have a plan, a backup plan, a third plan, another plan if that doesn't work. And I was operating on that as always. So we were leaving, and we were headed up through Bonner on our way to Cut Bank on a Sunday afternoon. And I was sitting in the passenger seat. Ashley was driving. We'd been to Charlie's the night before. My hat was about here. Big wool hat, said Barron Brewing on it. And I was slumped over in the seat, and Ashley was driving. It was a beautiful day, but we were behind a purple Peterbilt cattle hauler. And that thing was moving slow through Bonner, and I'm thinking, oh, we're going to have to follow this thing for miles and miles and miles, and it's going to throw, like, every piece of gravel in the world at our truck. That's exactly how it's going to go down. It's going to be a miserable ride, at least to Clear Lake Junction. So we're hauling along, you know, slowly and through Bonner, and we hit that post office, and that truck pulls over. Purple Peterbilt. Who buys a purple Peterbilt, really? Seriously. And cattle haulers, they're the worst to follow. This is the greatest stroke of luck ever that this thing is falling over, because I have personally been sprayed on my truck with cow dung all over the place in Texas by one of these trucks, and I'm so happy. So we're hauling along, and it's a sunny day, and Ashley has a new camera, and we come around this bend about 12 miles outside of town. It's good, beautiful day. We're on our way up to the wind farm, and there on the ice in the river is a bald eagle. I mean, how often do you see one actually sitting on the ice fishing? Like, it's going to suddenly take a fly rod and go like this a little bit, right? So she wants to pull over, but there's not any clear place to pull over right there. So she goes up, comes around, and flips a Huey and pulls over right there. We had always said that we wanted to settle down in Missoula. That is the end goal. Settle down in Missoula, have a regular life like regular people, where you work from on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then have a weekend. This is like novel concept, instead of being a wind farmer, where you work every day that you possibly can, as hard as you possibly can, for as many hours as possible. So this was our big dream. We always had one more project we wanted to do. That adrenaline drives you. Your coworkers are like your family. I mean, they became my family. You just do this and do this and do this. Well, here's this eagle. It's out on the ice, and she wants to pull over. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, fine, but you know, let's hurry up. Hurry this up. We got to get up there. There's some enchilada casserole waiting for us. So she comes around. She pulls over. She parks the truck, leaves it running for me, goes out with her camera, jumps over the guardrail, and walks down the riverbank to take pictures of this eagle. And at that same time, this young man in this truck comes pulling up to see what she's looking at. You know, I mean, there's great wildlife off 200. I mean, everybody's seeing some awesome sights along there. So he pulls over, and he's talking to her. And the eagle starts flying, and she takes some pictures of the eagle. I can see her out there, and, you know, they're talking. And I undo my seatbelt because it's getting warm in the truck, and I'm like, come on. So I take my jacket off, and still sitting there with my hat, just sitting there in the truck waiting for her. Seat reclined a little bit. And then the eagle flies away, and it's sitting in this tree over here, just sitting there. Well, next thing you know, I'm looking straight down the road, and the young man in the truck, he starts pulling forward ever so slightly. And I'm thinking, buddy, if you're going to pull out, you better get moving, because that truck is coming. That truck is coming, and you better pull out. It was probably a 1980s Eddie Bauer version, half or quarter-ton pickup. You know, one of those little suckers. It had a topper. It was not in good shape. This was not somebody who had a lot of pickup. And so I'm thinking, you better hurry that pickup up and get the hell out of the way of that purple Peterbilt, because it's coming your way. But no, he doesn't. I'm like, what are you waiting for? Hurry up. And then I realize that he can't see that truck. There's a tree there. There's no way he could see that truck. But Ashley, she's over there. She's walking up the riverbank on the other side of the guardrail. Right when that Peterbilt comes around the bend, and that young man, he didn't see that truck, and he pulls right out to flip a Huey right in front of that truck. And I'm thinking to myself, ah, crap. And then I realize that that truck swerved. That big truck, he was thinking, he saw him, he swerved, and he's coming right at me. Now, like I said, I'm a construction superintendent. I'm good under pressure. This is no problem. I've got the situation under control. This truck is 50 yards from me, and I've got the situation under control. He hits him. The little truck spins off. And then it's just me and this Peterbilt and what seemed like 20 years. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, this is it. This is really it. I can't jump, because if I jump and he swerves, I'm toast. And really, can I really jump that fast? I'm a little hurting here. So I did something that I didn't know I had in me at that time. I just relaxed, realized that everything that mattered to me was on the other side of that guardrail, and I just relaxed my entire body and watched that truck come right through the hood of our GMC pickup truck. And then there was this noise. It was a noise like, I'm sure there's people here who have been in car crashes. There's a lot of us Montanans who have that happen to us on a regular basis, because those shoulders along the highway are soft, right? And there's a noise. There's this loud, loud, loud noise. And then there's nothing, not anything. I cannot hear anything. Maybe it was the ringing in my ears. I don't know. And my whole world was this bright, glowing white color. And I'm thinking, crap, that's it. Kind of like what they said. You know, 16 years of Catholic school. And then the most disturbing thing that I heard all day went over my speaker system of my truck. This is OnStar, Risk Ranch, are you okay? Crap! just give me a minute. Give me a minute. And then I hear Ashley. She's just screaming. She's just screaming my name, and she's trying to open those truck doors. And no, they're sprung. So on the driver's side, she couldn't open the truck. She's running around. She's trying to get to me. Right. Somehow, this little girl, 5 foot tall, managed to pull open one of those doors that never closed again. She sprung that. I don't know. I'm a little scared of her now. Anyway, she brings it open. And adrenaline is an amazing thing. It makes you addicted to becoming a wind farmer. It also allows you to jump out of a wreck and proceed to become a first responder for some poor kid who just got hit by a truck. For 20 minutes, I ran around like I had nothing wrong with me. And then people started showing up, state patrol, blah, blah, blah. I sat down and couldn't help myself out of a chair again for about 6 months. But only soft tissue injury. Turns out that the dent in the windshield was from my head going through, but I had my nice cap on, so I was okay. Maybe I'm just hard-headed, whatever. Anyway, as it turns out, I learned that day what never to wait for, and I won't wait anymore. We don't wait for anything. Whatever makes you happy, go and do it. You never know when it's going to be your last day.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and vocal art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, RockinRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and especially to the storytellers Jeff Peepos, Gabby Grant, Joe Stone, Pat Williams, Jack Rowan, Chris Latray, Acton Douglas, Georges DiGiorgio, Ray Richaud, Luke Morgan Algeier, and Joshua Slack. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for August 19th at the Top Hat. The theme, Busted. We'll see you then.